Welcome, everyone, to episode 81 of 1 Hour, 1 Decision. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game on Xbox Game Pass and decide, do we need to click into something to get to the next part of this?
I think you got to drag it.
Okay, that's fair. This episode, we're going to be talking about Goro Goa. And this was a request by our Twitter friend here. I apologize. It is NRXIC. I don't know how to say that, but I say Nurkic.
Listen, go with that. This person knew what they were doing when they picked their username.
But we appreciate the suggestion. And this game was developed by Buried Signal, and it came out, surprisingly, I didn't realize it came out this long ago, December of 2017.
Mm.
Yeah. As usual, I played this on the PC, and it was a, well, modest 1.68 gigabytes. Tom, what about you?
I've got questions, Chris. 2.6 gigabytes on the Xbox One. I don't know what that extra gigabyte's for.
They buried it.
I guess so.
That's what they did. That's what they did. Dad joke done. Anyway, what kind of game is this?
Mystery puzzle game?
Yeah. I removed that one adjective. I just put a puzzle game. But yeah, it's true. There is kind of a story that is in this game that you are uncovering as you progress with these puzzles. So it is, like you said, a mystery puzzle game.
I'm not confident in my descriptor, but I added it because there is, like you say, puzzle game, and I think Tetris or Bubble Bobble, right?
Yeah.
Not Bubble Bobble. What, Bust a Move.
Bust a Move. Dr. Mario, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like not yeah, that,
I mean,
like,
would you consider Myst a puzzle game?
See, I might call this some kind of mystery puzzle game, or I would add more descriptors to it. You're right that it's a puzzle game. Point and click puzzle game.
It's like, maybe. It's basically one of the Uncharted puzzles that happens in the game, just extended into its own game.
Yeah, but it's the whole game.
It's the whole game, right. Sure. What's this game loop?
Why don't you go first? Because I have yours is a little bit shorter and mine has a little bit more on it.
Yeah, I mean, I do like your loop, but I'll say solve the puzzle to get to the next puzzle. I just simplified it to that.
Yes,
I tried to filter it down to the bare essence of what you're doing in this loop. But go ahead, Tom. I like yours, though.
Interact with four windows to solve puzzles and advance the plot.
Yes, that's accurate. So if you haven't played this game, essentially, it starts off with one pane first, right? And then it kind of pans out. So yeah. It starts out with one pane, and then you get to four windows, and then you, as you progress through this game, you're essentially solving the puzzle by moving almost like those little tile
puzzles, the slide tiles, yes,
the slide tiles, yeah. It's like that kind of feel that you get while you're still doing the puzzles inside each frame, so to speak.
It's got multiple levels, multiple layers.
Multiple layers, multiple levels. That's right. It is very, very unique. I'll say that.
Yes. In fact, let's get started with our likes. And I'm going to say my first one, it's very different from other games that we play.
Absolutely. It was 100% nothing like that. I don't think anything that we've played on this podcast has been like this.
No.
No.
It's got some like Myst vibes. We talked about that a little bit. The mechanics are definitely different though than playing Myst. Mm-hmm. It also gives me kind of a Portal, playing Portal vibes in that like you have to change how you approach things. You have to change the way you think to solve these puzzles because it's not a traditional puzzle game. It's not very like A to B to C.
It's not A to B to C. It's like A to like one, and then 1A, and then two. It's like it's multi-layered. It's very, and it definitely makes you think about how you look at things. So It is, like I mentioned in my likes, it does a very clever use of perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You are messing around with things constantly just to try and like either line. Essentially, what you're trying to do is line things up so that they kind of work together in that four frames, so to speak. So I also like the artwork and music. I don't know about you, Tom, but, you know, it's, again, one of these games that very much will last the test of time because it's not worried about the number of polygons and stuff like that. And it is very simple. The artwork is very, and it's good. It's a very nice looking game, I would say.
Yeah. It's not so simple to be like pixel art, like, oh God, not another one of these. but it is a pretty simple art style. And like the use of color and things, it communicates well without using any language at all. There are no words in this game, which is so weird when you think, you know what I mean? When I saying it out loud, it's like, but the game is 100% communicating a story with just images and video and how you put things together.
Absolutely.
It's weird, but it's in a good way weird.
Yes. I like some of the other likes that you bring up. But why don't you go on with that?
I really like the eureka moments, the times when you click here, click there, and you're like, oh God, I don't know what the solution is. And then you have that moment of, oh, and then you put the thing together and you solve the puzzle. And it's like, oh, it just feels so good to get past something they walled you, you know, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a lot of those moments that I've had in that game. And it was, I don't know about you, but I felt like it was a very easy to pick up game. Again, because there wasn't many instructions. Like when you start the game, you're right in there. You're right in the game. And I thought it was very easy to pick up. When you don't click on an actual object that is interactable, you get the little like ping notification about what is interactable in that particular area that you're in.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool too. And I don't know about you, it felt like a very short game. So that's always a plus for me if it's a short game.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly where I gotten to the end of it, but I think like you're collecting colors or fruit, and I had collected like 3 of the 5 or something like that. Like I felt real good. I was like, this feels like a game I could beat. Like you said, that's a good feeling when you don't have a whole lot of time. There's kind of no bigger turnoff than when we play the first hour of a game and it's like, oh, this is going to be a 80-100 hour game. Like,
yeah,
it's very hard for me to get past that.
I'm looking at you, Code Vein, and what was the one that we were just talking about? God, what's the other game that we were just talking about?
The anime one? Scarlet Nexus?
Scarlet, thank you. It's like I've like thrown it out of my brain. Because I didn't want to even think about this game anymore. But yeah.
You should just watch the anime like I did.
I need to watch the anime.
That's the solution. It's what, 26 episodes? 20 minutes each? Talk about like 12 hours of your and you can do it while you don't have to even play it. It just plays for you.
Yeah. That's the kind of games we need. Games that play themselves.
Yeah.
AKA just watching a show, right? Yeah. That's fair.
It's my favorite kind of video game is one that's not a video game at all.
Progress quests. That's what it is. We need more progress quests. So, but what did we like about this game?
Oh boy. So my first note here is I have no idea what's happening. So this, I do write my notes as I play the game. Like I got that, my little stipulation on is, I think the game started, but it didn't tell me that it started. It really just kind of throws you in and doesn't give, there isn't a dialogue, there isn't a narrator, there's nobody to tell you like what's happening here. The game just starts and it's like, it's a puzzle game. And then you just start clicking and moving and going, and you don't really know what's happening until you know what's happening. It's one of those kinds of narratives. And those can frustrate me. I like more straightforward storytelling.
This is definitely a Annapurna Interactive published game. Like, they do a lot of quirky, weird games, and like this fits the bill for sure. I'm with you on that. Like, it was very like, what am I doing now? But to kind of go back to the likes, it does kind of like guide you in a way with the pings and all that stuff, yeah, to tell you, okay, this is what you need to do.
I did like that. I did the directed play. It's yeah, kind of hard to get stuck. But I did put here, when you do get stuck, it's hella frustrating. Because the game is trying to give you those hints with those pings. And I'm like, I don't think any of these things are relevant here.
Yeah, there's definitely a bunch of puzzles that I feel like I got frustrated with. And I was like, what am I doing? And like, I was literally clicking the same thing over and over again, like a psychopath. And it's just like, it's not doing anything. But going back to the publisher, the one thing, I don't know if I like or dislike, but I will say in my dislikes, I thought it was like a pretty dark story that was being portrayed. Like, it almost seemed like this character was going through their life, like obsessed with this character. Mm-hmm. And like, and then I think at one point, like either like crippling themselves or something like that, like this creature causes this character to like get hurt, and then they become bitter and old, and then like something weird. Anyway, something weird happens, and a little confusing with that. But anything else you wanted to bring up about stuff you didn't like?
I do like games. I know we always talk about show, don't tell, and I do enjoy that, generally speaking. But I think I want a little bit more guidance or instructions than this game would give or does give. Right. I am kind of analytical, and I like the puzzle solving kind of thing. So it didn't drive me to the point where I was like, God, when will this be over? But I could see a lot of people getting bored and frustrated by this kind of game, because it doesn't give you kind of clear directions or a clear purpose, mm-hmm, when you start. I want to say it's hard to know when you're moving correctly through the game, but you do have those aha moments where it's like, oh, okay, I know now that I'm on the right path. But like, yeah, when you're off the right path, like, it could take a while before you get back on it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
And it's not like you can run around and harvest potatoes or something while you're figuring other things out. Like,
you're literally stuck in that frame.
This is all you're doing right now is trying to get to the next step. So,
I mean, the other thing I want to say is I feel like this could be, maybe it was like a mobile game in a sense, like the way that it's laid out. Yes. I definitely feel like this could be something like that. But 1.68 and 2.6 gigabytes, like, that seems pretty hefty for something. You know, there's not much interaction. Yeah, there's maybe it's the full motion videos that are taking, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something to think about. But any other thoughts for yourself?
I think you really need to be in the mood for a game like this. Like,
I can see that.
I think you really have to be like on mentally to play this game. Yeah. Like, if it's not your day and maybe you're a little foggy or something like that, like, this is a hard game to play. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were drunk, you would never get anywhere. Yeah. In this game, like,
let me ask you this: could it be a good, almost cooperative experience?
Yes, I think it would be greatly improved by having a second set of eyes and a second brain there, because the odds of you both being stumped at the same time is probably, you know, drastically lower than either one of you.
I think this would be a fun game to play cooperatively, like couch co-op or whatnot, or if you're on stream, which I did, and people would give me suggestions on like what to try and do. So that was kind of cool to be able to see that, and it panned out. Now, Tom, how long to beat says this game takes about 2 hours to complete.
What?
2 hours.
So I was probably right that I was about halfway through.
Yeah. You were, this is two games that we would have played, and you would have beaten this game.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
That's very intriguing, Chris.
Yeah. And it is cloud enabled, meaning you can stream it, and your saves and stuff like that all transfer over. So, ooh, you know, you're good to go with this game in terms of portability and all that good stuff. So, Tom, we got to decide, are we going to keep this game or throw it out one of those four panes?
Just broken glass everywhere.
But before we get to that, we wanted to let you know about our spectacular sponsor, Winner Winner. Winner Winner is a live arcade claw machine game available on Android and iOS, and it's 100% skill-based. Trust me, if you see me play my games, you know I'm not that great, and I still have won games on my first try. There's hundreds of prizes, even featuring gaming merch from Nintendo. Pick your prize from choices in your particular game, or bank your earnings with tickets to redeem any other prize you want from their wide selection. And for all you lovely people listening or watching our show, you can get bonus tokens on your first app token purchase. Download and create your account, then use the link in the episode's description to enter promo code QTB after you sign in. Check it out. It's clawsome.
I feel like I was making really good progress, Chris. Like, I really do. And that's a good feeling to have when you're playing a game, like, yeah, that you're making good progress. And I wrote here, if I can finish this in a couple of hours, I could see myself going back to finish it. And with this new knowledge that I don't need a couple more hours. It sounds like I need a more hour.
Yeah.
That sounds great. I was ready to go back to this already. So knowing that I'm, well, supposing I don't get frustrated and stuck in it, that hour that hour ends up being 4 hours, you know.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give this another hour. I'm willing to give this another 90 minutes and see if I can finish it. How about that?
Good. Nice. That's good. It's great. So for myself, it's a little bit of a conundrum for me because I actually beat this game.
What? You monster.
I will admit, I did not beat it in the hour. Okay. I'm not that good. But after I stopped my hour, I paused for a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep playing this game. And I did. And I beat it. So it's like, I don't know if technically am I trashing this game at that point because I've already beaten it, you know?
Well, I've got a question for you. At the end of your hour, did you want to keep playing it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
About the game. So there you go, people. I am quote unquote keeping this game, and I already beat it. So you know my stuff, and you know me. I'm not that great at games, and I beat this game. So it's a very quick playthrough. It's a great game. And
it's way different. It's way different than anything else you've played.
Absolutely, like, absolutely.
Certainly, anything else that we reviewed.
Yeah. Pleasantly surprised about our playthrough of this game. But those are our thoughts. Let us know what you think of this game. Follow us and say hello on Twitter at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check out our next streams on Twitch at twitch.tv/1H1D. And if you're watching this podcast on YouTube, send us a comment down below and we'll try to respond to those lovely comments of yours. Yeah. 1H1D is part of the QTB network. If you like gaming podcasts, be sure to check out Quit the Build, a weekly gaming news podcast. Or to see the whole lineup, check out quitthebuild.com/network. Yeah. That's those folks at QTB. They're doing some crazy things over there.
Chris, anyway, there's something important that we need to do before we go.
We do. We got to find out what we're playing next, don't we? And the surprise me button is going to help us with that.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. I mean, we appreciate anyone that gives us requests, but, you know, every once in a while, the surprise me button can literally surprise us. And we're going to find out right now, aren't we? So
here That's right.
we go.
We wouldn't have a show without our third cast member, the surprise me button.
The surprise me button, yes. Octopath Traveler.
Ooh. I'm confused. Are we playing this on the Switch or are we playing this on the Xbox?
It is on the Xbox. It is a Game Pass game.
That is wild.
Very interesting. I've heard a lot about this game, heard good things. Yeah, we'll see. It's an RPG. Those can tend to take longer than an hour to get you into the game and really into it. So thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.